waiting for our butterfly wings. The Father promised he would make us anew. This miracle compels me to sing. And we will fly away, fly away, fly away. And we will fly away home. We've hungered and thirsted after righteousness. Therefore this blessing is ours. Our confidence is not in ourself anymore. Now it is the Spirit empowers. And we will fly away, fly away, fly away. And we will fly away home. A caterpillar has to just cease from his works and let the Lord do what he will. A great metamorphosis happens inside when a caterpillar stops and is still. And he will fly away, fly away, fly away. And he will fly away home. A caterpillar's ugly and destructive too. There's nothing attractive to see. A butterfly soars upon delicate wings, enchanting, iridescent and free. And he can fly away, fly away, fly away. And he can fly away home. Our flesh is as ugly and destructive too as a caterpillar ever could be. But a great metamorphosis happens in Christ that makes us new creatures, you see. And we can fly away, fly away, fly away. And we can fly away home. Jesus came to a well and sat down to rest. When a woman arrived, he had one request. Please give me water to drink. She didn't know what to think. She was Samaritan and he was a Jew. And as his eyes searched her heart, she realized with a start that he knew her through and through. What should she do? What could she do? She could be true. If the gift of God you only knew, and who it is asking a drink from you, you would ask him instead, that is what he said, and living water would be given to you. Jesus told her, return, but call your husband first. I have no husband, she said, true, you've had five instead. And the man you have now is not yours. And as his eyes searched her heart, she realized with a start that he knew. What should she do? What could she do? she could be true. In your night, begin to be true through and through. Forsake all your sin, let there be light within. Begin to be true through and through. Begin to be true through and through. Begin to be true through and through. Picture of God, a monarch, exalting himself on his throne, preoccupied with his glory, stern, aloof, and alone. Please don't believe that picture, it's a terrible monstrosity. Theologians have ruined the canvas, blind painters that would not see. God is more like the humble peasant who loves his children and sheep. The great almighty king he is, but his love is outflowing and deep. He bids us call him Father, to his creatures he gives his all. His blessedness comes from his giving, he hears every help. blessedness comes from His giving. He hears every help-needing call. Behold your King on a donkey. Little children are brought and are blessed. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such. Their King they manifest. He's the living heart at the center. All nature is only His close. He's our infinite love, perfect Father. His goodness overflows. The highest concept that we can have, a father, mother, and friend, falls short of the heart of our precious God. His faithfulness has no end. Falls short of the heart of our precious God. His faithfulness has no end. He gives Himself ever to us. Let us give ourselves ever to Him, and give ourselves to each other, whom He loves with us without end. And give ourselves to each other, whom He loves with us without end. Lord, I humble myself under Your mighty hand. Please tell me what to do. Cause me to understand. I will obey all You say. Herein I take my stand. Your will be done. I with You one. Then You can heal our land. Lord, Your people strayed. Even though they have prayed, they have read Your holy word, but forgotten what they heard. Self-deceived, religious still, only doing their own will. Proud and rebellious, Lord, please have mercy on us. One by one we'll come home as Your children. Home to Your heart, home to Your a curse on our land. Fathers' hearts have turned away, and their children go astray. Wrenched apart and aching still, only doing their own will. Proud and rebellious, Lord, please have mercy on us. One by one we'll come home as Your children. Home to Your heart, home to Your will. Then Your will be done in earth and heaven. One by please tell me what to do, cause me to understand. I will obey all you say, herein I take my stand. Your will be done, I with you one, then you can heal our land. Years ago we said, Lord, do anything you will. To glorify you would be life's greatest thrill. You can crumple us up and leave us on a shelf, or exalt us through the world in yourself. We sat down and we counted the cost and we said, yes, Lord, we're willing to lose all we have. Just to be your disciple is the cry of our soul. Yes, Lord, we're willing, let it roll. You believed us and gave us occasion to lose our business, our vehicle. What would we choose? We let it all go and we chose to abide. We lost home, reputation, and our pride. And we know you are faithful. We know you are good. We know became a new skill. You would answer for our lives if we'd only obey. The great potter was molding his clay. You asked us to shut down our business and wait. We were left crumpled up on a shelf, quite prostrate. You blessed us with hunger, we live by your words. We were blessed to be your little birds. And we know you are faithful. We know you are good. We know they said, you're in quite a situation. Be warmed and well fed. We've been praised, we've been hated by some, we've been cursed. Some have ridiculed and done their worst. Raising children, you told us, was the greatest job to do. We have five loving sons now, all blessings from you. Whatever we have lost, you've begun to replace. As a family, we're seeking your face. And we know you are faithful. We know you are good. We know goodness leads us to repent of our sin. It's always your goodness you send. Who laid the earth's foundation? Who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together, two angel shouts high flown. Who gives the orders to the morning? Who shows the dawn its place? Who journeys to the springs of the sea? Who knows the dimensions of space? Will you discredit God's justice to justify yourself? Will you stand against his goodness while eating from his shelf? Know that he can do all things. No one can thwart his plan. He's the great almighty Father, creator of earth and man. Have you entered the storehouse of the snow, or seen the house of hail, reserved for war and battle, for days of sore travail? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain, a path for the thunderstorms, to water a land where no man lives, a desert land of thorns? Will you discredit God's justice to justify yourself? Will you stand against his goodness while eating from his shelf? Know that he can do all things, no one can thwart his plan. He's the great almighty Father, creator of earth and man. Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you? Who tips the heavenly water jars? Who fathers the drops of dew? Who shut up the sea behind its doors when it burst forth from the womb? Who looks at the proud to bring him low? Who brings the wicked to doom? Will you discredit God's justice to justify yourself? Will you stand against his goodness while eating from his shelf? Know that he can do all things. No one can thwart his plan. He's the great almighty Father, creator of earth and man. Do you know when the mountain goat gives birth? Do you watch when the doe bears her fawn? Do you give the horse his mighty strength to meet his battles head on? Does the hawk take flight by your wisdom and spread his wings to the south? Does the eagle soar at your command? Do you fill the eaglet's mouth? Will you discredit God's justice to justify yourself? Will you stand against his goodness while eating from his shelf? Know that he can do all things, no one can thwart his plan. He's the great almighty Father, creator of earth and man. So listen to Job in his reply, and hush your loud lament. The Lord is higher and greater than you, so humble yourself and repent. To whom will you tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. I grasp before him their glory of falling flower. But he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. Those with young he keeps from harm and carries them close to his heart. Those with young he keeps from harm. Are you seeking the praise of the world through genius of any kind? Are you gathering golden opinions to be treasured in your earthly mind? Then your heart will be there with your treasure, corroding with the rust of care, riddled by worms of ambition and pride, stolen by thieves unaware, stolen by thieves unaware. Is satisfaction and joy in life in the transitory things you see? Are you making a show in the world by your taste and power and property? Your heart will be there with your treasure, corroding with the rust of care, riddled by worms of ambition and pride, stolen by thieves unaware, stolen by thieves unaware. Your soul is immortal and created to fly to breathless heights of joy and love, but it follows your heart in its burrowing down. It never finds the Father above. Then your soul will be there with your treasure, corroding with the rust of care, riddled by worms of and pride, stolen by thieves unaware, stolen by thieves unaware. Lay up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. Your heart and soul will know pure joy then. Your heart will be there with your treasure, rejoicing in the Lord of Light. The God life within will grow stronger, your heart and soul fill with delight. Your heart and soul fill with delight. Your heart and soul fill with delight. The birds of the air neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, but the heavenly Father is feeding them and keeping them from harm. So fear not, little flock, spread out far and wide in the Father's will and by His word. On wings of faith you can fly. The men of this world cannot kill your soul, so do not be afraid. But your heavenly Father is counting out the hairs upon your head. So fear not, little flock, spread out far and wide in the On wings of faith you can fly. Just two little sparrows are nothing much. For a penny they are sold. But no little sparrow can fall to the ground that the Father doesn't behold. So fear not, little flock, you're of more value than they. Believe in the Father and not in yourself, then humbly fearless obey. So fear not, little flock, spread out far and wide in the Father's will and by His word. On wings of faith you can fly. Fly to the moon in a rocket ship, explore a range of mountains in the ocean's depth, improve our sanitation and the world's pollution too. Oh, you could take the Lord's gospel to the very last people, fill all of the churches, build a marvelous steeple, but mothers and fathers, we've a greater job than ever to do. Can you name the greatest job in the whole wide world? People lost their vision for it, so with problems it's unfurled. Yet this calling is a high eternal calling from the Lord. Our Father in heaven presented to men and to women a sharing in the marvel of His life creation. To miss our calling here is something we cannot afford. The most meaningful job you can find in the whole wide world is raising happy children, all your boys and all your girls. We must show them by example how important to obey. If we miss this opportunity, it's gone forever. If we train our children rightly, we'll be very blessed ever. Let us seek the Lord humbly and accept our great calling today. Oh, you could fly to the moon in a rocket ship, explore a range of mountains in the ocean's depth, improve our sanitation and the world's pollution too. Oh, you could take the Lord's gospel to the very last people, fill all of the churches, build a marvelous steeple, but mothers and fathers, we've a greater job than ever to do. Children, happy children all the day. Happy children raising happy children. Happy children all the way. Happy children raise our praise. To splash in the river and run on the sand. Constructed of Lego, enter fantasy land. To swing in the sun and to bike over land. Eat apples and popcorn, it's all pretty grand. Having happy children in hand. Happy children, God wants happy children. Happy children all the day. Children, God wants happy children, happy children all the way. Happy children raise God's praise. To love and obey Him and delight in His will. Be safe from our sin and to learn to be still. To know He's our Father and with life He will thrill. His dreams for His children He's here to fulfill. Have having happy children is His will. Happy children, let's be happy children. Happy children all the day. Happy children, let's be happy children. Happy children all the way. Happy children raise God's praise. Happy children raise God's praise. You better think twice before leaving. Consequences arise that you should know. Sin still pays high wages. You'll reap everything you sow. You think it's worthless for you to stay, but do you want this raise in pay? You'll double your trouble, triple your blues. It's the fastest way for you to lose. Divide your family, multiply woe. Please count the cost and you will know. You think it's hell that you're living in now, but worse will surely come. You're taking a load of guilt with you. Your heart has grown callous and numb. Only by pride comes contention. Your fighting just proves this is so. There's another way of redemption. To humble yourself is the way to go. You think it's worthless for you to stay, but do you want this raise in pay? You will double your trouble, triple your blues. It's the fastest way for you to lose. Divide your family, multiply woe. Please count the cost and you will know. Husband or wife can begin now to live to the highest you know. Your hard hearts need to be softened. Don't leave and let bitterness grow. God has joined you together as one flesh. Don't tear yourselves in two. As you humble yourselves and obey Him, His grace will strengthen you. You think it's worthless for you to stay, but do you want this raise in pay? You'll double your trouble, triple your blues. It's the fastest way for you to lose. Divide your family, multiply woe. Please count the cost and you will know. There's a leaving that happens in spirit. The results are still the same. Your feelings will follow your actions. So tie to yourself in His name. You better think twice before leaving. Consequences arise that you should know. Sin still pays high wages. You'll reap everything you sow. You bear your soul in sharing. You apply your strength in serving. You devote your mind to understanding me. Your heart is soft and tender. You're a faithful friend and brother. You love not in word only, but in deed. Your heart is soft and tender. You're a faithful friend and lover. You love not in word only, in deed. For worse or for the better, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health you are there. Your heart is soft and tender. You're a faithful friend and brother. You love not in word only, but in deed. Your heart is soft and tender. You're a faithful friend and lover. You love not in word only, in deed. With our children you love playing, ever guiding them with teaching, trying always to remind them to obey. Your heart is soft and tender. You're a humble child and father. You love not in word only, but in deed. Your heart is true and simple. You're a holy growing temple. For you love not in word only, in deed. Finish what you've never begun. You can't be a father until you are a son. There had to be a start to whatever you've done. You can't finish what you've never begun. Identify the duties standing in your way. Give them a beginning without delay. Then you can check them all off one by one. You can finish what you've never begun. The lawn keeps growing until it is mowed. The clothes keep tearing until they are sewed. You'll keep going down until you go up. You'll always be tardy unless you hurry up. You can't finish what you've never begun. You can't be a father until you are a son. There had to be a start to whatever you've done. You can finish what you've never begun. You won't be clear until you obey. Those books that disturb you, throw them away. Those letters unanswered, begin to write. You will stay in the darkness until you choose light. Obedience will open every door. Your conscience is a gift you must not ignore. Learn to obey in everything. Obedience alone will make you sing. Obedience alone will make you sing. You need to fill your fuel tank, or empty it will be. You need your eyes open if you would ever see. Your muscles will weaken until you exercise. You'll stay lying down until you will rise. Your children will suffer until you give your time. You'll stay at the bottom until you will climb. You must be a princess before you'll be a queen. You'll stay in your filth until you start to clean. You can't finish what you've never begun. You can't be a father until you are a son. There had to be a start to whatever you've done. You can't finish what you've never begun. No, you can't finish what you've never begun. You are old now. Your health is gone now. Someone else looks after you. You feel weak now. You feel alone now. You wouldn't seek the truth, but truth found you. You were young just yesterday. You were strong and did it your way. No one could tell you what to do. No one could think as straight as you. With your youth you went astray. With your strength you made a vain display. With your mind you love to argue. You didn't love the truth, you loved your own view. You are old. The truth found you. Your good looks were priceless wealth. You used them to exalt yourself. Your mirror can now reveal the truth. Your wealth has vanished with your youth. You reasoned, I need nothing more. Do you know now that you've been poor? The Father offers you his gold. Will you receive it now you're old? You are old. Now your health is gone now. Someone else looks after you. You feel weak now. You feel alone now. You wouldn't seek the truth, but truth found you. Come to your father and you'll find you've been pitiful and very blind. He'll give you salve so you can see his heart of love for you eternally. He is waiting still for you. to him before life's through. Please come to him before life's through.
Time is today.